as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are the healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home or office, on your smartphones, tablets, or any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far into the future. Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath, herbalist, mom, wife, beekeeper, gardener, the list goes on. I have a really great show for you today, but first, as I always do, I really want to encourage you that no matter what your situation, a strong mind and a strong body are going to be incredibly powerful resources for you. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with many different types of health tools that will help you create and maintain the strong minds and strong bodies that will help keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, ever-changing world. It's going to help your families as well as you help them. Each week, I like to share some new health information with you, facts you can actually utilize to build strong lifestyles, and information that's really practical and easy for you to just go right ahead and implement. And so let's go right to it. As I say, knowledge is power. And this week, I'll be sharing with you how busy moms can stay fit. Fit and healthy for a busy mom. When you're constantly busy, it's easy to swap taking time for yourself with getting something done for another member of your family. It's amazing how quickly our needs drop to the bottom of the priority list. I do it all the time. But honestly, we need to remember, if we take care of ourselves, we can better take care of our family. If we burn ourselves out, focusing just on others alone, we miss out. We miss out on keeping ourselves as healthy as we can be. So we can set healthy example of balance in our daily life with caring for others and caring for ourselves. And we can show our children, grandchildren, ways to balance life and still take care of ourselves. So let's discuss a few ways to stay fit and healthy. I'm going to talk about sunshine. I'm going to talk about stretching. I'm going to talk about exercise, but let's start with sunshine. This is one of my favorite resources because it's pretty much always there. Well, I do live in Florida, so it's really there a lot, but most people have access to sunshine, and it is the very best source of vitamin D. We know, and studies have shown, that people with sufficient vitamin D are more protected against colds and flu, actually 15 times more protected for those who have optimal vitamin D levels, and sunshine is our best. So let's think, what sort of things does vitamin D do in the body? It helps with bone and teeth, helps with balancing our thyroid, helps with brain development and mood. It helps with our immune system. It helps respiratory system. It goes on and on. And we're going to talk about a few ways that vitamin D through sunshine can really help the body overall. But I want to say between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in most places, that midday sun is really optimal for getting some great vitamin D synthesis on the skin. I usually say about 20 minutes. Everyone's different, and living in different parts of the world can make a difference too. And I will also say that if you're going to be out long enough that your skin might burn and you're really fair, you can consider sunscreen. And I'm going to share a little bit about my thoughts on sunscreen in this segment too. So in order to maintain good vitamin D levels through the sun, you can actually optimize your D synthesis from the sun. I like to put a little coconut oil on my skin. It has a slight SPF between 4 and 6, but it can enhance the vitamin D production in the skin. So that's one of my favorites. The other tip that I want to share with you is maintaining healthy cholesterol levels. And I'm talking about not too low. Cholesterol levels below, between one, this is my thought process on this, between 160 and 175. If it's below those numbers, it can actually contribute to the inability to absorb D from the sun. Now, too high can cause other health issues, and that's a whole nother topic. But if you don't have enough cholesterol in your body, it cannot recognize the sunshine to synthesize D. And even if you're taking the supplement and your cholesterol is not high enough, it still can't utilize the D that you're putting in your body. So very important to have healthy levels of cholesterol in your body. And you can always check with your healthcare provider to find out what your best numbers and levels will be. And cholesterol, I'm saying as a general, there's cholesterol divided into HDL, LDL, triglycerides, and they all mean something different in the body. So again, consult with a natural health provider that really, really knows about cholesterol in the body and how it's needed to absorb D. So we know D is awesome for proper functioning of our immune system. So that's very important. And D is actually a hormone that's made from the sun when it hits our skin and connects with cholesterol, which I think is pretty cool. Sunshine can help with bones and teeth, bone health, stronger bones. It actually boosts calcium absorption for strong bones and teeth. And then if you have strong bones, then this means that you're less likely to have fractures or bone diseases. Sunshine can improve our metabolism. Many studies show correlation between sun exposure and increased metabolism. Sunshine protects eye health. Vitamin D is linked to lower incidence of cataracts, and studies indicate good levels of D's correlate to lower risk of macular degeneration as we age. That's pretty cool too. And sunshine reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. And it does this in several ways, but it's once considered an adult disease, but type 2 diabetes is reaching high proportions in our kids as well. So this is tricky. And I really want to stress that your vitamin D can help reduce the risk of developing it in the first place. And I actually read a study that said those with optimal levels of D were 40% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those with low levels. I thought that was very interesting. So sunshine can also improve our mood and help us feel better. It has been shown time and time again to improve our mood, fight seasonal affective disorder, and lessen stress. Not to mention, we're more likely to be moving when we're outside in the sunshine, and physical activity is definitely good for us all. I'm going to get into that a little bit later in this segment. So vitamin D and sunshine can help with treating skin complications. Now, sunshine is wonderful for some skin complications like eczema, acne, psoriasis. The vitamin D that's literally produced through the skin is actually really healthy for the skin and healing the skin. However, definitely take caution because you don't want to have excess exposure and it can be harmful if your skin's going to burn. So here's what I'm going to share with you about sunscreen. I actually make a high quality natural sunscreen at Jana's All Natural. I don't believe we have any in stock at the moment, but summer is going to be here before we know it, and I will definitely have that back in stock. We use all natural oils like carrot seed oil, which has an SPF of about 30, and tamanu oil, which has an SPF of 15, and coconut oils, and just lovely and wonderful emollients. And I actually developed it for my fair children, the light-skinned children that I was afraid they were going to burn. They wanted to be outside so much of the day, and I was concerned about their tender little skin. So I did let them spend a lot of time without sunscreen, but if I knew we were going to be at the beach all day or something like that, I would definitely bring this sunscreen, and I knew it was all natural, all healthy, and even if they ate it, it wasn't going to be a big deal. So with all those lovely oils. So one other thing I wanted to mention before I get into stretching about sunshine is it can help us improve sleep. Daily time in the sun helps to regulate our circadian rhythms for a better night's sleep. It has, we know sleep has a host of other benefits, and that's definitely another topic to dive into. But getting enough sunshine in the day can help us sleep better at night. And even watching the sunset is a really important part of sleep. And the reason why is our melatonin, which is this lovely element in our body, hormone in our body that helps us sleep and fall asleep and stay asleep, starts producing as the sun goes down. And it increases as the sun goes down, it gets darker. It actually just kicks in. Our bodies are amazing, you guys. So one thing that can disrupt that is blue light. Blue light from our computers or TVs, iPhones, any of those types of things can disrupt it. So I do recommend limiting it. But also you can have blue blocking glasses, and there's settings on your devices that can reduce that blue light. So we can let the melatonin do its thing. And in the morning, it's great to have sunlight be the first thing you see. It goes through the eye, goes to the body, and helps all systems go and helps keep us healthy and fit. So let's move on to stretching. Stretching is incredibly beneficial, and it's easy to spend a few minutes stretching. I like to stretch in the morning. I like to stretch anytime, and I try to get stretching done throughout the day, but we can literally find excuses the longer we wait to stretch or exercise. So committing to a stretch every day, even just a little bit, it's not that difficult. And it doesn't have to be for long. And you don't need to have certain workout clothes or know the names of the fancy moves. You just need to stretch. Now, I do prefer stretching in the morning and evening. And if I can in the middle of the day, I will. And if you watch animals, they usually stretch when they wake up and sometimes before they go to sleep. So let's talk about morning stretch. It gets the blood flowing, engages the muscle, moves lymph. Now, lymph only moves if we move, and provides us with a way to get our lymphatic system not to be stagnant, to get through the body. And that's very, very important. So remember, lymph moves only if we move. Now, morning stretch can also provide focus for the day ahead, for us to really focus on what we want to get done and accomplished. Include your children whenever you can. Stretching is so fun with kiddos, and they will get all the same benefits. Their little growing bodies and minds can really benefit from stretching. It will also introduce stretching as a really positive activity for your children and will serve them well their entire lives. So there are many different types of stretching. We hear a lot about yoga, and there's a lot of different types of yoga as well. But you'll need to find the type of stretching exercise that you like the best, that you feel the most comfortable. And I'm going to give you a lot of good resources to help you determine what that might be. But you'll need to find what works best for you and your children, you and your family. And I just want to really encourage you, because once you get going, it's pretty amazing, and it's really easy to implement, and it's just an incredible avenue for improving our overall health of our mind, body, and soul. So countless studies have concluded that exercise and stretching elevates our whole health, improving circulation, flexibility, core strength, balance. It can help restore emotional balance and assisting in releasing stored stress, building psychological resilience. There was actually a study from Johns Hopkins that found regular yoga to be associated with improving anxiety, relieving depression, and psychological stress. It's so wonderful. So improving our mental health is also very, very important. But also find that stretching and taking quiet time can really encourage a deep faith connection. It's actually a really lovely time to pray and really connect with God. So If you don't know where to start, I'm going to give you a few stretch tip starts. There's some really fun YouTube videos. One is called Morning Stretching Routine with My Toddler. That's what it's called. And it's YouTube. And it's a video, Morning Stretching Routine with My Toddler. And the person's name is Jordan Cornwell, Cornwell. Check those out. They're really super cute. And there's another one by Corinne Zumba, K-E-R-E-N Zumba, Z-U-M-B-A, Parent and Child Quick Stretch and Balance. I just love to see the kids involved in this. They're just absolutely adorable. There's some great books, Stretching for Beginners, A Guide for Kids and Parents, and the author is Tony Smith. Okay, this is one of my favorites. It's called Mom Hacks, 100 plus science-backed shortcuts to reclaiming your body, raise awesome kids, and be unstoppable. The author is Dr. Daria Long Gillespie, MD. I'm actually going to read to you the little blurb they have on this book because it's great. It's a great book. And here, this is what says in the book review. Why is it generally accepted that motherhood comes with an expense of our health? With all that weight gain, fatigue, and exhaustion, it doesn't have to be that way. What if your baby and you could thrive together and cure diseases? We create artificial ears using 3D printers. We solved how to pee in space. We can figure this out. And now Dr. Daria has done just that. An Ivy League trained physician and mom of two, Dr. Daria combed the latest in medicine, psychology, and holistic health for answers when all her own health crisis struck. Now she brings those solutions to moms everywhere. For moms who don't have the time or energy, Mom Hacks gives specific small changes that yield huge impacts for you and your child. Every hack is a mini supercharged solution with immediate impact. You feel good, you lose baby weight, you're more present while raising thriving children, and entirely doable, time-saving, the way you would just absolutely love it. Her humor is really great too. It says her humor and personal stories bring warmth and encouragement when mothers need it most. So I'm going to give you a few more tips when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind everybody to listen to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Monday, you've got the amazing Dr. Brian Artis as your host. Tuesday, with the incredible Nicola Burnett as your host. Wednesday, you have the absolutely fabulous Dr. Henry Ely as your host. And Thursday, y'all have me, Dr. Jana Schmidt, as your host. Friday, 11 a.m., we all come together to discuss current health topics and take questions from you. And sometimes we get a little silly, so just be prepared to submit questions for us to discuss on a Friday talk show. Just go to AmericaOutloud.news under our shows. You'll see Looking for Healing, and there you can submit health questions for us to discuss. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned.
We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. I want to thank a sponsor, Global Healing. And I want to highlight a particular favorite of mine. It's an excellent product called Foreign Protein Cleanse. And this is Healthy Spike Response product. This is incredible. It has microsomal technology. This is over 25 years of research and development, and it brings advanced technology with bioavailable absorption of this product. It's formulated by Dr. Ed Group and Dr. Brian Artis, and Foreign Protein Cleanse is very potent cleansing formula with advanced ingredients. So this product targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body, along with many other foreign things that shouldn't be there. And foreign proteins can disrupt the body's natural inflammatory response. So this complete blend is particularly useful for individuals experiencing persistent symptoms, often linked to the bioweapon-based ongoing health challenges. So this works by working from the inside out, and Foreign Protein Cleanse and aims to enhance immunity, improve respiratory health, and support a balanced inflammation response. It has wild-crafted lobelia, organic licorice, wild-crafted wormwood, cinnamon, lemon balm, turmeric, acetylcholine, supercharged C60, and copper, as well as concentrated liquid gold. Pretty cool stuff. You can definitely feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make in our lives. You can go to our shop, AmericaOutloud.shop. And if you put in the code OUTLOUD, all caps, no spaces, you can get 15% off this product and other products from our amazing, wonderful America Out Loud sponsors. So I want to, we're going to get right back into ways for busy moms to stay fit. There was one more book. I was talking about stretching and yoga and finding your balance and what exercises work best for you. There's another book that I would love to read you the review on, but it's called Micro Yoga for Busy Moms. Become a Calm and Fit Mom with Quick Yoga Routines. And I'm going to spell the author's name because I'm not sure I can pronounce it properly. It's Z-U-Z-A-N-A, Susanna. And her last name is Kosorinova. Kosorinova. It's a cool name. So, yes, and it's a neat book. But this is what it says about it, so you can get an idea what the book's about. It says, if you're exhausted, stressed, and without energy, and you want to change it, this book will offer you a simple manual to help make it happen. Oh, side note, bee pollen will also help with that. Okay, back to the review. This is a practical guide with quick 5-minute yoga routines accessible to all moms, even complete beginners. I like that. It'll teach you step-by-step routines and other easy tools to bring more self-care in your days, both on and off the yoga mat. That's very important. It says the book will help you find sanctuary time and mindset for your personal care, develop your own stretching routine, find suitable exercises based on your energy and mood, build strength and stamina through energizing routines, release tension, strengthen focus and calm, help you find peace and stillness and relaxation and breathing techniques. That's very important. And find movements and ways to help you in your daily life on and off the mat. So this book is quite short, but full of various things for you to use. It could be read over a weekend and kept for reference. And Susanna is a mom and a certified yoga teacher who's been practicing for over 15 years. And she has incorporated micro yoga into her self-care routine. And it's transformed her daily life and her motherhood. So she says, if you want to be calmer, fitter, and happier mom, you can start by trying this micro yoga journey with her. So I wanted to share that with you before I got into a little bit more deeper exercise. You know, in the topic of exercise, I think about 100 years ago, imagine 100 years ago, people got 10 times more exercise in a day than we do today. You know, than the course of natural living today. The amazing fact of modern life is that we don't have to move around or do as much. Work, household chores, shopping, other necessary activities are far less demanding than our previous generations. We move around less and burn off less energy than people used to. So people got a lot more physical exercise just doing everyday things. So here's the health concern with that. Physical inactivity is a major risk factor for obesity, high blood pressure, neurological issues, high blood cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and so much more. Being inactive can lead to fatty material building up in our arteries. So to get exercise like those of the past did in everyday life, some of us have to join gyms and classes just to stay actively healthy. So let's think about this. What else can we do in our already full days to keep our bodies and minds really physically active? We talked about stretching and sunshine. Very important, but I feel like we need to take it to the next level. Personally, I feel like incorporating physical activities in our everyday lives, like our grandparents did, is going to be a great way to do this. You may be busy, but you still need physical activities to stay healthy. Whatever your routine, your lifestyle, and your health, there are physical activities that you can do. So exercise isn't just great for our physical health. It's really good for our mental health too. So I'm going to talk about some benefits of getting regular exercise other than the ones I've already mentioned. And then I'm going to give you some tips. Exercise can give us more energy, improve our immunity, help us sleep better, improve mood, boost concentration and alertness, make us more productive, help balance blood pressure, cholesterol, weight balance. And don't we want this for ourselves every day? And we want this for our children too. We want them to grow up getting physical exercise and have that be a part of their normal life. We don't want them to struggle with these concerning health issues that come with inactivity. Kids naturally want to get outside and play. So let's dig into ways that we can do this. First of all, take it easy on yourself. Being a parent is time consuming and takes a lot of energy. So don't feel like you have to every day get a full workout in. Just remember, doing something when you can is better than doing nothing at all. Making small incremental changes usually works best. Adjusting a few simple habits can drastically improve your overall health and well-being. So be flexible and not so hard on yourself, but also don't give up. Each day can look different, and that's totally okay. Getting exercise doesn't always mean working out. Simply moving your body should be a goal. You can definitely do this. I know you can. Even adding just a small amount of activity, you're going to feel better and better. And who knows, we could even surpass the health of generations prior by responsibly using our modern technology, yet still staying physically active as well. I think we can do it. If finding the time for a solo workout seems pretty unlikely, you can make time for family activity. and you can incorporate exercise into your daily life for you and your children. So you're definitely active when you're lifting, carrying your children, carrying laundry baskets, reaching to put things away. Try to take it a step further in these normal activities, for you and your children might find it fun. Here's some ideas. If you have stairs, maybe do them twice. And you may consider skipping steps to get a deeper stretch. You can make a dance party out of housework. This was my kids' favorite. Put on some really good dance music and we cleaned the house. It was so much fun. You can do different yoga poses when you're doing still activities, like one leg when doing the dishes or on a phone call. If you stand on one leg and kind of like a flamingo, where you put maybe your base of your foot on your ankle or on your knee or however high you can do it, the more you do that, the more you'll strengthen your balance. So that's definitely an easy thing to do. When you unload your shopping, you can strengthen your arms by lifting the heavy bags a few times before you actually put it down. Sounds silly, but it really does work. I know people that do squats when they brush their teeth. You know, the coordinated children, they really love that one, squats and brushing their teeth at the same time. It's kind of funny, but they love it. If you have a movie night, you can sit on the floor and stretch while you watch the movie. I've never not had my kids join me when I did that, when we started movie night. They'll just hop on the floor and stretch, and they always loved that. If you have a pet, if you have a dog, encourage them to walk the dog and play. Everybody can play with the dog and run with them and throw a ball. Those are easy things to do. You can get kids involved in gardening together. You can dig and weed and plant. And I will say, getting your hands in the dirt, this is a whole separate topic, and you may have heard me say this before, but getting your hands in the dirt, those microbes in the dirt, actually equate to feeling better and increasing the happy hormones, the dopamine and serotonin in our brains, in our bodies. So many studies that have concluded that dirt for mood works better than Prozac, and I'm happy to say that. And it lasts longer. Getting in the dirt can last many days. Your happiness feeling can last many days afterwards. So I encourage that. And it can be physically challenging when you're really digging. You can also plan family outings and holidays that include some physical activities like walking, camping, hiking, biking, swimming. It all depends on the age of your children and everyone's ability. I want to just say a note with exercise. It's really important to drink enough water, you and your children, to drink enough water and stay hydrated, and you'll feel better and you'll have more energy for sure. So there is a really awesome mama who has many ideas on how to involve kids in exercise with you. Her name is Taylor Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T. And there's something on YouTube that I would encourage you to watch, especially if you have a little one that you want to do exercise with. It's called Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, 20s, 20 apostrophe S, Banded Workout. Now, I'm not really sure why it's called that, but Lucky 20s Banded Workout with Taylor Merritt. It's awesome, and the little girl is unbelievably adorable. Her Instagram is, get this, sweaty as a mother. And her profile states that she is a postnatal trainer helping moms feel their best. And a quote from her, actually, I really like this quote. In the moments you're stressed out, feeling misunderstood or overwhelmed, stop, breathe, and ask yourself your why. Right? Why did you start exercising? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you do it? And then keep pushing forward. You will not only stay motivated, but you'll be disciplined to keep on going. I agree. I actually, when I really wanted to get active with a routine, my why is so I could be really strong and healthy for my family. And that was what motivated me. Like, the more I did, the more I could help them.
I could be a better mom. So that was my why. So you can also, I want to also talk about equipment. Now, my favorite exercises are exercises that don't have any equipment involved at all. But, you know, sometimes you, it might be really bad weather outside and it might be nice to have something inside, some kind of cardio equipment like a stationary bike, a treadmill, rowing machine. But my favorite is a rebounder. So I don't know if you know what I mean, but it's like a little mini trampoline. And some of them have a bar you can hold on to. That is my favorite. You can, I mean, you keep that thing up and just bounce on it every once in a while. It can really improve your core. The core workout is incredible. And there's all kinds of different things that you can do on the rebounder. But to improve your cardio fitness, it will burn calories and help you reduce stress. You can even consider resistant bands or light weights for a deeper muscle workout. And you can do that on the rebounder. I'm trying to remember the name of my favorite rebounder, the brand. It's Ancheer, A-N-C-H-E-E-R. So that's a really good one. And then as far as other equipment, if you have a little one that couldn't keep up with you just yet, a jogger might be a really good investment. That's a good way to you know, get exercise, get a good jogger. I wanted just to also say that back to the doing things as a family, not only are you getting exercise together with whatever activity you choose to do, but it's a really great way to talk to each other. You can hear about your child's day, their hopes, their dreams, their concerns, all of these things. And you can share as well. Children feel very included in your life and honored when you share with them from your heart what's going on. And not just the good things. It's really important for them to know that you have hopes and dreams and struggles too. I think it really deepens the bond with your children when you're able to do that. I know it did for me and my kiddos. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Remember, all Looking for Healing radio shows go to podcast, typically a day or two after the broadcast is heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, and many more. Be sure to subscribe and you can rate the show on Apple Podcasts. We'll be right back.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt, your host. I want to thank a sponsor of Looking for Healing Talk Radio, and that's Energetic Health Institute. This is an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy, and you can learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. You can learn about holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, the art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and make tomorrow amazing. Also, America Out Loud Talk Radio will play on iHeartRadio Network, and you can listen on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa, where we stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on the podcast on those same apps. The apps are free, and the mission is priceless. So let's get back to talking about how busy moms can stay fit and healthy. One of my favorite ways when my kids were small was to get a friend, team up with another mom, and especially if our kids were already friends and maybe similar ages. Many mothers are in a similar situation of trying to stay fit and exercise in daily life with children and all the activities that you have to do and chores and duties and things like that. So when you team up with another mom and you make a play date, you can really do activities together, walks, biking, hiking. You can do these all together, and you can even exercise together. Playgrounds provide great places for you and the children to get fun exercise. You can make up obstacle courses, racing through the playgrounds. You can play tag. You can have just straight up races. Frisbee, that's another good one. If you have a pet, it can go to the park and bring the pet with you. This also deepens the relationship with your children when you play with them and laugh with them. It's wonderful. And you're including other people, making new friends. And everyone will probably eat dinner really well that night and sleep even better after an afternoon of exercise and sunshine. Another aspect of teaming up with other moms is you may also want to take turns watching each other's children. Even if it's just an hour, then each mom will have a little quiet time for themselves. They can use that time to do whatever they need to do, to stretch, to exercise, to read, even take a nap. Never be afraid to ask for help. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It just shows how wise you are and strong enough to make time for yourself. So sometimes we do things that we can do, but it's just takes its toll on ourselves. So again, don't be afraid to ask for help from, you know, your husband. Older children can help as well, and you can get a little time to yourself if you need. So, and when you do choose activities, whether they're with your children or by yourself, choose activities that you like. It's going to be much easier to continue to engage in those activities if you enjoy them. You're definitely more likely to have success in your physical activity if you really love what you're doing. So another way that some people get motivated to continue exercising and doing it is to keep track of progress. This doesn't really do it for me. I just like to, you know, exercise and have a good time, but I do have lots of friends that they want to know, you know, how long they exercised or how many sit-ups they did. And even some older children can help you track your progress. You can have a little notebook and they can help you track your progress or count your repetitions. And it's actually pretty fun. So I highly recommend you try that as well. So the next three topics that I want to share with you about ways to stay fit are just for the adults. Hormetic stress is one of them. And hormetic stress I've spoken with on several, spoken about on several occasions. It's a type of stimulus that strengthens the immune system. There are two types. Well, there are many types, but the two types I'm going to talk about are hot and cold. So hot includes saunas, steam rooms, infrared saunas, and there's a lot of benefit to that. Infrared sauna therapy is considered safe and extremely effective to reduce pain, increase detoxification, improve the cardiovascular system with circulation, metabolism, burning fat, increasing collagen, and honestly, two short sessions a week can allow your body to adapt to the experience. And if you're a seasoned pro, you can invest a little more time, maybe three or four times a week. You can also check with your trusted natural health provider to find out where you should start and how much you should do. But it's a really great way to detox. Numerous clinical studies have shown that utilizing an infrared or steam sauna, dry sauna, is able to help remove many toxins through sweat. And there are so many toxins in our environment. You can get rid of heavy metals and flame retardants and BPAs and pesticides. And it's really important to be able to sweat and get those out. But remember, also drink at least one full glass of water before and after using a sauna. And again, I don't recommend this extreme type of detoxification and health therapy for children. So back to hormetic stress. So that's the hot. That's an example of hot. And an example of cold would be a cold water shock. I told someone this recently and they're like, oh no, that sounds terrible. And I have to tell you, I thought that too until I started doing it. And now I'm hooked. I love it. So cold water shock can trigger the body and it sets off this physiological and hormonal reaction that help you cope with a wide range of potential health threats. That cold water plunge or blast can increase neurotransmitters to the brain and reduce inflammation. It's fantastic. One other thing, side note, is it literally burns fat. Like you're sitting there in cold water and it's burning unwanted fat. Pretty amazing. It's called thermogenesis. When you plunge into a cold pool, ocean, lake, river, whatever you have, a bath, then it actually puts your body in thermogenesis and the body's just trying to stay warm, so it burns the fat to do that. There's also a really easy way to do this, and it's a cold water sustained blast at the end of a shower. That's type of hormetic stress, but it doesn't give you all the full benefit of it. But if that's what you got, that's what you can do. And it'll definitely wake you up and give you focused. But that cold plunge therapy is pretty amazing. I highly recommend it. And you can also consult with someone, natural health provider, if you want to know how cold you can handle it. I'm actually, I can't quite do it as cold as some of the other members of my family. So my youngest son, who's in law enforcement, very fit, he likes his ice bath, break the ice in the ice bath before he gets in. And I'm more of a 48 to 50 degree weather, temperature water. And I get lots of benefits from that. And I really do see the health benefits from it. Overall, generally do this in the morning, and I do not recommend this for little children. So this is for adults. The other thing that is for adults is I highly recommend doing times where of intermittent fasting. It can really help us stay fit, and our bodies can heal in seasons with restricted eating. I won't go into all the different ways you can do this right now, but I will briefly share some basics and the benefits. There are several ways to do intermittent fasting, but they're all based on choosing regular time periods to eat and not eat. For instance, you may eat only during an 8-hour period each day and fast for the remainder, or you may choose to eat only one meal a day or, you know, there are many different fasting, intermittent fasting schedules, and you'll have to choose the one that fits you best. Intermittent fasting can boost your memory, improve your blood pressure, improve resting heart rates, improve physical endurance and physical performance, as well as aiding in sleep and aiding in weight balance. Intermittent fasting can definitely, and I've seen this, enhance cognitive and motor performance. It can protect neurons against degeneration and while it's boosting your metabolism. So one of the most desired benefits of time-restricted eating is a very gentle way to balance your weight. After hours without food, the body starts to burn what's stored. It's actually been referred to as metabolic switching. And a study by a neuroscientist, Mark Mattson, he did a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it suggests that triggering the metabolic switch in the body through intermittent fasting frequently and for longer durations can really benefit your health, including shedding unwanted pounds. It can also trigger autophagy, which is the body's way of flushing out damaged cells, which can be replaced by newer, healthier ones. It is incredible when you think of it like that, helping to flush out damaged cells and be replaced by new, healthier ones. I'm motivated all over again just sharing it with you. Personally, I do intermittent fasting. It's just become easy and natural. This doesn't mean that you don't ingest any fluids. I highly recommend you continue to drink water. Lemon water is a really lovely way to start the day. And just by increasing the time you don't eat, so you're sleeping, you're obviously not eating. And if you eat a little bit later in the morning, and then a little bit early in the evening, or stop snacking in the evening, this is a really wonderful way to do intermittent fasting. Again, not recommended for growing children. I found it a little bit of a challenge to do intermittent fasting when I'm feeding my children. So I would sit down and have a cup of herbal tea with them while they had their breakfast. Or I would know that they may want a snack after dinner, and I would, again, grab that cup of tea or, you know, a glass of water or something like that. So you can find ways to manage that for sure. Well, that's the bulk of my tips for today. There are many, many more, but those may get you started, and hopefully the resources can help you as well. I'd also like to encourage you to check out the full America Out Loud website if you haven't already. It's at the top, it says Many Voices, One Freedom, United in the First Amendment, which really makes me happy when I see that. You can also look at our bookstore. It's pretty great. You can just go to americaoutloud.news, and on the far right, you'll see a menu, and you can click on that menu, and it has our library of books. So it's really fun to look and discover some of the things in the America Out Loud library of books. I'll give you some examples of titles that you'll find. Here's one called Confessions of a Greenpeace Dropout by Patrick Moore. Rigged: How Insurance Ruined Healthcare by Ralph Weber. Also, The Constitutional Study. That's a really interesting. That's by Paul Engel. This one was really great. I mean, I haven't read all of these, but I've read many. Wise as Serpents: Growing Wise to the Evil Among Us by Jeff Crippen. That one feels very timely right now. So I want to encourage you to look at some of these amazing, amazing books in the library. What Nurses Saw, by Ken McCarthy, that's powerful too. And this is in the wake of COVID. This is an investigation into the systematic medical murders that took place in hospitals during COVID-19. And it's what the nurses saw. And it's eye-opening, alarming, and I feel like people should know this. There's lots of others. The weaponization of AI and the internet. This is something that's happening presently, and I feel like we should know what to do about this. I'll read a couple other titles. Of course, we have our Dr. Henry Ely, Energetic Health, Volume 1. It's a great book. I do have that one, and I have read that one. It's really amazing. Wonderful tips and wisdom in natural health. Let's see. Also, there's one. This one is really good, too. I have read this one. It's by Marilyn Wedge. A Disease Called Childhood, Why ADHD Became an American Epidemic. So those are just a few wonderful titles. Go and check them out. I'm sure you'll find some that would be wonderful for you and for your family. I want to sincerely thank you for joining me today. Please join me again each Thursday. I actually look forward to each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. with all of you all on America Out Loud Talk Radio. And we're going to continue to learn and grow in the realm of natural health. I'm really looking forward to continuing the Mama Bear series. Next week, I will be talking to a dear friend on cultivating sibling relationships, relationships that start as children and last a lifetime. I'm also looking forward to speaking with a young mom of four boys, and her children don't eat any sugar. She has managed to avoid sugar in their lives, and they are varying ages. I'm very interested in hearing how she has avoided this, because sugar is in so many things, in so many foods, so many restaurants and birthday parties, and I'm really anxious to hear how she has navigated this, avoiding sugar in their life. And her husband is a chef, so I will be sharing with you, and she will be sharing with you, some tips and how she's been able to manage avoiding sugar in their life. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt wishing you God's blessings in knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health.